listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priadi. Salmantio Ashrisky Priadi, better known as Sal Priadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disc. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi? Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kamunya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita, dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
word of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Chut Nhat Din. Chut Nhat Din is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Chut Nhat Din always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
waktu telah tiba. Aku kan meninggalkan tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Oh, 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 oh. Kau peluk aku, kau cium pipiku, kau bilang janganlah ku pergi. Hatiku sedih, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Apabila nanti kau rindukanku di dekatmu, pasti akan kembali. Untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Selamanya aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali, hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia Today is still being aired on Voice of Indonesia on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Listener, here is the good news from Indonesia, in which students of Cibubur Lab School Senior High School made Indonesia pride by winning gold medal at Thailand Inventors Day 2025. The international competition participated in 699 teams from various countries without age limitation or education level. The team consisting of 6 students of 10th grade introduced SPIDE, an environmentally friendly biopesticide with the waste of black tea, and also chili extract, which is effective to control caterpillar pest of a tea leaf without damaging environment. SPIDE itself has gone through a series of laboratory tests, including in the University of Indonesia, and officially registered in the intellectual property rights since December 24, 2024. With preparations including presentation, training in English, SPIDE team successfully stunned the judges, proving that Indonesian students can compete at a global level and contribute in the agriculture and environment. Wow! Congratulations for Indonesian students for the gold medal at Thailand Inventors Day 2025 through environmentally friendly innovation called SPIDE.
Gemerlap pesta kota, seolah kita flamingo mengalun jiwa. Ku duduk terhanyut kuasa di sudut semarak Plaza Catalonia. Gala sapan mata menatapku manja, mengajak ke dansa sapanya kiere. Dan itu direction senyorita, ku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como si pronuncia o juita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh kata. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali.
tinggal di jantung Barcelona. Peluklah diriku besar dalam cinta sebagai pengikat rindu. Akan ku kenang selalu cintaku di Barcelona.
Siento mucho, señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati tak terpadu satu janji. Oh, usahkan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk mendapatkan
kau kan kembali.
pet food.
Thirsty life is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called punque. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Asgoyamot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia. Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children, because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets ala Natuna. Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. she briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita omseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sago first. It was a bit half cooked and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together and then stirred again with the roasted sago.
Setelah itu,
afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once.
Tidak sekaligus. Jadi masaknya tuh lebih bagus.
So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, carnas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the carnas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu...
The tuna used is tuna or white sinback fish.
Kita di Natuna itu simbik debit.
In Natuna it is called sinback debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di...
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powdered or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya kalau.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper.
Terus bumbu mulainya tuh secukupnya.
Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and carnas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and carnas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nansha, the tabel mando and carnas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a pizza hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansha hopes that someday the tabel mando and carnas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners and viewers, I wish I could give you more information, but unfortunately, the morning session of Indonesia Today has come to an end. Then Michael Faisal will take over the show till the next 6 hours until 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time or GMT plus 7, giving you more programs, music all about Indonesia. Only on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. So I'm Rahma signing out. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sahabatku. So that was is my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of Sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Whoa.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Sawa Bay.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here's the newsline. Great Indonesia Movement Party or Gerindra lawmaker has said that the cost-cutting measures introduced by President Prabowo Subianto will not impact education sector funding. According to Gerindra Executive Kamrus Samad, recently the government remains committed to prioritizing education, particularly through the renovation of elementary school buildings nationwide, including those in remote and rural areas. He has said that the budget will be allocated the programs that are truly needed by the people, such as elementary school renovations. Out of hundreds of thousands of schools, only 10,000 up to 15,000 are renovated each year, and the goal is to increase this number in 2025. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dito Aryo Tejo has revealed recently that his ministry is considering potential collaborations with B-Universe Media Holding to disseminate information about the government's youth development and sport programs nationwide. According to the minister, both parties will work together to travel across regions and initiate activities related to sport and youth affairs. That's the newsline brought by Ahmad Faisal.
The game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart. I wanna give you all my loving, yeah. Now I'm holding your hands, and we're together. Then I realize I'm in a daydream, damn.
I need love.